We're live on YouTube, on Rumble, on Twitter. We're going to be live on Rockfin in a second. Ian is joining me here today. As you see, we have the same designer for the interior of our spaceship. That's embarrassing, but I think your place looks great.
No, I mean, it's an homage to you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, we're now live on Rockfin as well. Let's go ahead and dive in here. Super Tuesday, the State of the Union predictions. Fannie Willis qualifies to run again. Yay. And Hillary is back in the limelight. Everybody's excited about that. So top story, Trump dominated Super Tuesday yesterday, like everyone knew that he would. And the strong female and person of color, that is Nikki Haley, suspended her campaign. I don't know if she suspended or ended. It said suspended on the graphic.
I love, yeah, that's what they use now. They don't use ended anymore. Sorry, they don't use. Sorry, I'm telling some people to view it. Yeah, they don't use that anymore. They don't say ended. They say suspended. Like, oh, you mean so it's going to come back?
Just in case, yeah. But she did say at the end of her little speech that I'm going to end my campaign the way I started it, which was by finger bombing herself, which is really disgusting. But yes, Dana Superstar, we are back. I'm in definitely a transition of moving, not of sexuality, and that has taken much of my time away. But happy to be back. So, yeah, the still hope aspect of Nikki Haley and that Trump, in his response to her, you know, dropping out or losing whatever, Trump went to True Social and he made a post that said, Nikki Haley got trounced last night, which it's unclear if he was talking about at the polls by him or by her staffers in the bedroom or perhaps both. I don't know. But he did go on to say that he won in record-setting fashion, despite the fact that Democrats are allowed to vote in Vermont and various other Republican primaries, which brings me back to an outside possibility that I've thrown out there for a few weeks now, and I'm still not ruling it out, that if Biden drops out, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Nikki Haley is his replacement, or at least there's a push for her to be his replacement. She is a female of slight color, right? A strong female of ever so slight color when she points out that out.
Survived the Deep South.
Right. And her campaign infrastructure is already set up. And I wonder if Rachel Maddow is sending a message to Nikki Haley with this video here, this clip. There's Rachel Maddow waiting for something that she never wants in her mouth.
God, she's got such a thick penis neck.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Here she is.
I really think we need to get clear about the fact that the project of the Republican Party is to install a strongman form of government in the United States and get rid of democracy. And that is the project of electing Donald Trump. And that's what the Republican Party is for now. And so if you have been part of the Republican Party, you have to recognize that that's now the new project of your party. And you may need to leave that party now in order to work with the rest of Americans who disagree with you on a lot of different things, but who want our country to stay a democracy.
So that's the Republican. That's the project. Old penis neck thinks that's the project, is to destroy democracy. And maybe, Nikki, you need to leave the Republican Party and come run as a Democrat. And I posted this speculation on X, and I had a few interesting ideas from, let me make sure I give credit where credit is due here. I can't remember who suggested what. So I think JB suggested that maybe Haley becomes Gavin Newsom's vice presidential running mate, which I thought was an interesting idea. And I can't remember. I apologize. Oh, Kyle. It was Kyle. Kyle said maybe Liz Cheney could be Nikki Haley's VP, which I think that's a fantastic idea. I would love to see a Democrat ticket if Biden were to step down of female of color, strong female of color, Nikki Haley, with Liz Cheney as the Democrat. I mean, that would be fantastic, in my opinion. What do you think? Do you think Biden stays in? Or do you think that he drops out? And if so, who would you see maybe replacing him?
Oh, geez. Well, I think Haley would be I think she's the obvious choice to replace him. I think she would try to play, I'm the bipartisan choice, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. They seem to be having a lot of trouble with their progressive wing right now. I don't know if Haley, maybe they got to appeal center. They have to.
Yeah. I like the VP idea that JB threw out.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll see.
I think the VP is just, it could be anybody, right? Does it really fucking matter?
Well, I think the idea would be to try and get those voters by having her.
I don't give a shit.
But then they say, who are the voters, though? I saw this article that was like, where are Nikki Haley voters going to go now that she's dropped out? To the Democrat Party, because that is what all of the Nikki Haley voters were. That's what Trump was talking about in his post. The Democrats funded her. The primaries she won were in areas in D.C. where there are not Republicans.
Queen of the swamp.
Right. She didn't win Republican votes. It's just such a joke. It's so stupid.
I think Biden, they're gonna have to give him some kind of exit ramp due to his health.
Yeah, I think that it's almost like they're like, we're gonna ride Biden until he dies. Like, I think they want the rematch aspect of it. I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen. I speculate. Jake says he wants to see that destruction. Well, I think we're gonna see a lot of destruction of many things in 2024. It's gonna be really wild.
This is gonna be a wild ride. I mean, this is going to be the longest presidential campaign in history.
Right, by the two oldest guys who are
Let's
running.
Let's go!
I love how they try and make it seem like Trump is as out of it as Biden is, you know? I mean, Trump's old.
It's such a propaganda. Oh, God, that's the worst one.
Yeah.
It's the worst one. I heard that Keith Olbermann called it, he's got fluent aphasia.
Well, Trump has fluent aphasia. The most impressive part of Keith Olbermann typing that is how he's able to do it with so many dicks in his mouth. Never lets one fall out of it. He's as professional about that as he was about broadcasting.
He's a fluent cocksucker.
Right. Which is strange. So Keith Olbermann, I try and share posts that I appreciate regardless of who they come from. And Keith Olbermann is an advocate for abused animals and dogs. Mm-hmm. And I love that about Keith Olbermann. Not much else. I think he's just some sort of shill.
We could bond over that, but I haven't seen anything else.
Right. Hey, Keith, welcome to the party. So what do you want to talk about? Yeah, dogs. You just talk about dogs.
Let's talk about dogs.
Keith Olbermann. Okay, so next story, the State of the Union is tomorrow night. I love how they do this play where they have the House Speaker say, Mr. Biden, I would like to invite you to speak at the State of the Union. I accept. And then we get to watch behind Biden as they're going to amp him up, I'm guessing. Well, you know, I shouldn't say that because they usually amp him up with some sort of amphetamine for these things. At least it appears that way anyway. But the way they hung him out to dry during that, those reporters that were going after him after it came out that he's only not being prosecuted for the classified documents thing because he's not mentally competent. You're retarded, so you don't know what you did or you can't remember it.
Yeah.
So maybe they won't. Maybe they'll leave him out there to dry, but I have a feeling he'll be kind of amped up. But my favorite part of this is always watching the dynamic of the vice president versus the Speaker of the House, where Kamala's constantly standing and clapping and the other guy, what's his name? Johnson is sitting on his thing as Johnson, just, you know, shaking his head, scowling. It's just such theater.
Real quick. So this, Mike Johnson, really, really quick. Do you know, have you watched, I think I'm going to pronounce this incorrectly, Pierre Poilievre, that he's running against Trudeau right now? Dude, get on YouTube, check this guy out. And then it's like Pierre Poilievre. It's not spelled like it sounds, but he's a French-Canadian guy. But, you know, he's great. He's hilarious. Anyways, you'll start watching him, and then you're going to start confusing him and Mike Johnson. They're like doppelgangers.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So you got to check this guy out. Anyways, Yeah, I love the fact that Mike Johnson is going to do the frowny face. Isn't this where Pelosi wore all white?
Pelosi would wear all white and show off them titties is what she would do. Jake says he's French. Don't worry about the pronunciation. Yeah, he's awesome, though, for a French dude.
He is awesome. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I Pelosi was, you know, say what you will about Pelosi, but she's great at the whole theater of everything. She knows how to say the most extreme things, most triggering to the opposite side. That's why I say Pelosi, I think AOC maybe is a clone of Pelosi, and they have the same body naked, which I've made my position on that clear.
That is possible.
I don't know if it's the old or young, so that's a risk you're taking if you're, you know, of course, Pelosi would never cheat on her husband, and I guess AOC would not cheat on whatever that person is that she pretends to be with. I don't think any relationships are real. The only relationships I think are real in D.C. are the gay sex ones that are going on in the hidden cameras in the walls of Congress, which we know are there, but nobody talks about. This is what I think we might have talked about this before. Show us the actual January 6th footage, or maybe censor it out and show us, which is just going to be a bunch of congressmen banging their pages on hidden cameras. I mean, this is the real January 6th footage. This is probably what made a bunch of January 6ers leave and not commit insurrection. They opened the doors, and all they saw was gay sex going on in every room.
Well, Brad, you know, the reason they said they didn't want to release all the footage is that, you know, someone with nefarious desires could piece all to get together all of the camera footage and map out the Capitol.
I mean, can you? Right. Yeah. Yeah. They could, you know, it could be leaked on the
internet.
That's
what they said.
Classified. That is crazy. So, welcome, Aram. I love that you always start with well, because it just makes me think of Die Hard and other action movies with a well, what do we have here? Well, you got a couple of guys on spaceships talking about the news.
Talk about the news.
Right. So at the State of the Union, which I think this is cool, Representative Thomas Massie is going to be bringing WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's brother, Gabriel Shipton. I don't know why they have the different last names there. I don't know the history of it well enough. As his guest. That's always one of the interesting things, because people always choose guests. They're just props to get the other side. But I do think it's cool that he's bringing Julian Assange's brother there. And, Assange is just being, where's he being held again? Which embassy or where's he? Is he in the UK? My knowledge on this is not as up to date as it should be, but
I
do know that, you know, Trump didn't pardon him either, but that's kind of cool. I don't know who Biden is going to be bringing as a guest. I have no idea. Probably his, hospice nurse, maybe, who I am assuming he says racist things against. Bell Marsh Prison. Thank you. Thank you, Zach. It's bullshit. So, what I expect is this. I expect Biden to talk about how the economy is great, how great the unemployment rate is, how we need to keep fighting for democracy by sending all of our money to Israel and to Ukraine, and how Trump is actually the greatest threat to democracy the world has ever seen. And all of this will be said while not at one point in time ever mentioning the price of groceries. So those are my predictions.
Oh. Yeah, I think it's pretty right on. I think he's gonna talk about how they created more jobs in the history of any presidency, but he did that not only by getting people their old jobs back by reopening the economy, but by tanking it so hard everyone had to get a second one.
It's just so wild, the cost of living. Right now, people might be making more money than they ever made, but the cost of living is higher than I can remember it as an adult. And I think grocery prices are higher than they've been in 30 or 40 years or something like that. And Biden's like, it's just smidget. He doesn't buy his own groceries. He doesn't know. None of these people do. It is wild. It's painful to go grocery shopping right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, one of my earliest memories, oddly enough, is being with my mom as a little kid, being with my mom in one of those miles-long Carter gas lines, in her running out of gas while us waiting to fill up for gas. Yeah, that was
yeah, like when the, you know, you're from Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I remember when I lived there, the hurricane line, like getting out of there is crazy, and mm-hmm. people run out of gas and stuff. So it's just such a, I just feel like the only people who can support Biden this message have to be other rich liberals. I mean, not saying that rich Republicans don't also not know the price of groceries and other things. I'm just saying they're not, they recognize that they need to at least talk about that. It's just, it's like they rely on the smallest number of elitists to carry this message broadly. And that small number of elitists exists in the media, the mainstream media, which they control most of. I'm not going to talk about it much, but I can go back to the whole Fannie Willis stuff and the information about Fannie Willis and all of that relationship. Actually, the filing to disqualify her was formed by one of Trump's co-defendant's lawyers, and it was formed with the help of Terrence Bradley, who was the guy everybody's seen on the stand, who used to be Nathan Wade's lawyer, which Fannie Willis's lover, Nathan Wade, and was a partner with him, and he got pissed off for whatever reason, and he gave them everything very specifically. And then I go on the end. So it's very clear when you watch the hearing, but if you dig deeper and you see what actually happened, you know that he's not speculating. You know that he's not gossiping, as the media tried to tell people. But you still go on social media and you will see people saying, well, are text messages under oath? No. He was obviously lying and gossiping, right? Like I actually wasted like an hour arguing with people who even told me they weren't following the trial.
Right.
That continue to say, well, you must just, because at one point I said, just watch this. I said, don't believe me.
Right.
Certainly don't believe anything the media says. Go watch it yourself and listen and watch his body language. Mm-hmm. And then the response to me was, oh, so you're not taking it based on facts. You're taking it based on body language. And I'm just, my head's exploding here with how stupid this reaction. I don't even think this was a troll. This is a mind-controlled, brainwashed person. It's just, I think it's a small percentage of people, but like, it's baffling when you're confronted with one of them.
Well, okay. So liberals, current liberals and progressives, it's big government people, let's put it that way. They think that we're stupid.
Yeah, they do.
They
do. Yeah.
They just think we're stupid. And that's being exposed right now. For instance, the way that Fannie Willis is just flaunted the system.
Right. It's being exposed like Jeffrey Toobin's penis during a Zoom conference.
She thinks we're dumb.
Oh, she totally does.
Listen to her campaign speech. She's doing every single thing she was criticizing the DA she replaced was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Think we're stupid.
She thinks she's above the law. It's clearly what she thinks. And Fulton County is just front and center at that. And I'm going to have a story, a follow-up story about this here in a minute. But again, it's just absurd that Fulton County, Georgia, has not been in control of their own government for over a month, about a month and a half at this point, because of a cyber hack that happened in late January. You go to the websites, and you still have that little red, update that, you know, some of the systems won't work. My sister's a lawyer. I know people who are lawyers. You can't use the functions on the website. The county in control of the most consequential criminal trial in American history, we're told, isn't even in control of their own government systems. Yeah. And you have this prosecutor. It's just, it's
every
.gov
website's a piece of shit. Every single one of them.
It's terrible. And you know who they hired? I know I brought this up on a previous show, but you know who Fulton County spent $10 million to pay to update their cybersecurity defense is the same company that was responsible for the healthcare.gov fiasco. That's who they paid to fix their website, is a company known for not being able to build a website. It's just,
they know somebody, that's who gets these contracts. They have these vendors. It's easier to use one we've already got in the system. Why vet someone new?
Totally. It's like everything is a a trust meter. How far, what can we get away with and still have a strong trust from how much of the population from? Oh, I trust them.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
Yeah, these guys are good. We used them last time.
So I think you'll appreciate this here. Of course, Hillary has kind of climbed back into the limelight. Here's what Hillary's recommendations are about 2024
election. We need a hero.
I know everybody is eager to know what this hero. Look at her. She is such looking a beautiful woman of non-color.
Hot.
Looking solid. I'd like to see a little more cleavage, though.
That's what this election's really going to be about. And, you know, somebody the other day said to me, Zerlina, well, but, you know, Joe Biden.
What was that? Zerlina? Was that the person that said it to her? Or is her nickname Zerlina in, like, the Bohemian Grove? Like, what is that? Zerlina? Yeah,
she's Princess Zerlina.
Somebody said Princess Zerlina.
Well, Zerlina.
Out. And, you know, somebody the other day said to me, Zerlina, well, but, you know, Joe Biden's old. I said, you know what? Joe Biden is old. Let's go ahead and accept the reality. Joe Biden is old. So we have a contest between one candidate who's old, but who's done an effective job and doesn't threaten our democracy.
I have to pause. I'm sorry. There is on the wall a blue poster board or something behind her that says IGP in large screen. Is that I give pussy?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
I can't. I'm a child. I have to say that. So
threaten democracy.
But remember, I give pussy even when democracy's threatened.
But who's done an effective job and doesn't threaten our democracy.
Sorry.
And we have another candidate who is old, barely makes sense when he talks, is dangerous and threatens our democracy.
So we have one candidate who's old, Biden, he's incompetent, but we have another candidate who threatens our...
The other one's dangerous, like a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, he goes by individually cutting the wombs out of every woman who wants to have an abortion.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it defeats the purpose, but it just shows them they're not in control of their body.
He's gonna take rip the Constitution right out of its case and...
Right. Put it in a fucking freezer in Mar-a-Lago or in the bathroom in Mar-a-Lago, as they say.
Yeah. Use it for toilet paper.
Right. So did you see that person listening to Hillary? I guess that's the woman she was referring to. Just, yes, agreeing to that. And I don't blame her because you're not going to get a Hillary Clinton interview if you ask any questions or if you challenge anything that she says because she has a message. But the Clintons are coming back out. I saw an article from the Wall Street Journal. I haven't got to read it yet. I just saw it before the show about the return of the Clintons and perhaps what we referred to earlier. Maybe we'll get honestly, I think it'd be more entertaining to see a Hillary Trump rematch than a Biden Trump rematch. What do you think?
I think it'd be, I guess.
Yeah, I'm picturing those football helmet T-shirts where the helmets are like kind of angled down, they're clashing, and one's Trump, one's Clinton. You know, 2024, I'd buy one of those T-shirts.
Yeah. I mean, she's just the most despised politician in America.
Right. You think Bill's still, you know, you think they're still okay in the bedroom or?
Come on. That was an arranged marriage.
Oh, you don't think they fell in love? Come on. What are you gonna tell me next to Barack Obama and Michelle didn't fall in love?
Dude.
Just go to hell, dude.
Yeah, man, I'm a cynic when it comes to true love. I just don't see it.
I bet you're on the camp that's like, oh, Kamala and that gay guy she's married to don't love each other. Yeah, right. Okay.
Same with AOC and her whatever Mark Zuckerberg clone that she's dating.
You know, give Zuckerberg some credit. At least he was with his girl from college. So that seems like a natural marriage. But yeah, AOC, all these people and their arranged situations they have that I think it was Bill Clinton, who somebody asked him about that show House of Cards, where he said it's like 99% accurate. I believe him when he says that.
Yeah.
Kamala got married a couple of years before her first presidential run to a white Jewish Hollywood lawyer who had adult kids who, once they got married, the media started referring to her as Mama Kamala and talking about her mothering, nurturing, and the importance of having that on. I'm like, she's not a mom, okay?
I know. They'll do anything. They're like this piece of shit that I know who got his book on Amazon number one for 24 hours. It was a number one bestseller. And he now refers to himself as a top selling author. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, well, everything's that kind of a scam nowadays. That's the way of the world. Apparently.
But I mean, he's like, well, I am. Well, I am. It's like, yeah, I can't argue with that. Technically, you are.
And I have to tell you, dude, I've always kind of, one of my missions has been to point out propaganda and lies as best I can, knowing that I'm as vulnerable to it as anybody else is. I think once people start saying, oh, those idiots always fall for stuff, I don't think that's the right way to approach that, because there's not a person among us who has not fallen for some sort of psyop. Now, we can defend ourselves through asking questions, but that's always kind of been my mission. And with that, I like exposing scams to the best of my ability. And so when I see stuff like that, that I know is a scam, it just drives me freaking crazy that so many buy into it. And it's like when you know the pathological liar and you recognize the lie happening in the moment that you know everybody that you know, not everybody, but many people that you know don't recognize it yet. Mm-hmm. You can't go around saying, hey, she's lying to you guys and conning you, because they'll get mad at you.
No, they have to see it for themselves.
Right. It's unfortunate. So speaking of Fani, Willis. So Trump, by the way, he brought up. I'm not going to take any credit for this, but I have been pointing out since day one, and I'm sure other people have as well, that she calls herself Fanny, like she's French, like it's F-A-W-N-Y, instead of Fanny, F-A-N-I, or F-A-N-N-Y, which that's what it looks like, it sounds like. Trump actually brought this up during a speech the other day when he was talking about how Nathan Wade, he's not a good prosecutor. He must be good at something else, huh? Did I show you a picture? I think I showed you a picture of the other guy, the other woman, Nathan Wade, was banging his way to the top. Mm-hmm. That 60-year-old woman who twice the size. So, you know, you compare Fannie Willis to her, he's halved in size, right? But she was pretty big. To be a black man to bang fat women to the top is what you do in Atlanta. Go ahead.
No. I was just agreeing with you. I want to hear more. I'm trying to hear the prescription for help.
I'm trying to get a job at the Fulton County DA's office and see what I can get done in there.
There's going to be a couple of positions.
That's a little bit disgusting. Yeah. Jake says, I don't even think they think about us. They're too self-centered to have any other thoughts in their pea-sized brains. You know, you're right. It's almost like we don't really think about cattle much. And I think we're cattle to some of these people, but it is interesting that they project the morals and the rule following. You know, we're following this rules-based order, and everybody should operate in between the lines based on the law. When they know good and well they're never going to do that, and they're going to abuse their power because they know that we can't see ourselves doing the same thing. So for a lot of people, it's out of the realm of possibility. That was always the problem I had with telling people about Jeffrey Epstein before it became mainstream, is people couldn't comprehend doing that themselves. So they just thought it was wild that somebody who was friends with such powerful people could actually do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's up, JC? There he is again. He's always hits up. The at least from what I understand, the libertarian and libertarian adjacent podcast. That's a new term. Adjacent.
Libertarian.
Everything's adjacent. Like white nationalist adjacent.
Oh, I love the whole white Christian nationalism thing. They're making up their own fake army of Christians.
Right.
And they're believing it. It's crazy.
I know they're believing it because a mutual friend of ours.
I had a different mutual friend that I've had
I had said to him, I'll keep it brief because I've brought this up on the show before. I said to him, I think the media and social media represents the extremes and that most people are a lot more normal and you can have a conversation with in the real world. And he said, you don't think there's like a real problem with the white Christian nationalist? And I'm like, oh my God, dude.
Well, I pointed out to a friend that they really let us down by not protesting by the thousands at the Lake and Riley funeral. or
yeah,
where were they? Where are all these thousands and tens of thousands?
They're plotting an insurrection.
They're probably busy plotting an insurrection. They couldn't get out there and protest in numbers.
Yeah, so it's just crazy. Huh? And this part of this coming back in the news right now is because of the documentary by Rob Reiner, who he's going around giving the interviews.
Meathead.
Meathead. Yeah, but you can't, so you can't even, anybody who watches that and takes it seriously, it's like, it's tough to even have a conversation with, because these documentaries can be strung together to convey any point. By an effective filmmaker can do that with any movie. So, it's tough.
Christo-fascism, which is just exactly,
Totally. So, and most people, I've read this study on it too. I've read this really long study where it's like only 3% of Christians even know what Christian nationalism is or have heard of it. And among those 3%, 95% of them couldn't agree on a definition of it.
Right.
And then it was concluded that they thought they were talking about patriotism instead of nationalism.
There are hundreds of versions of Christianity. They don't agree.
I know. Right. It's just weird. It's like an attempt to demonize Christians.
If Christians could unite behind something like, you know, a united goal, if they could unite about one thing, it's just not possible. There's too many splinters of the groups.
Totally. Protestants. You know? And the reason they have Mike Johnson, who is, they take stuff he says out of context and they kind of, you know, Mike Johnson is definitely a Christian, I would say, of evangelical type, from my observations of him. But they also twist things that he says into making it sound like he actually got up and said, God put me here to do this. The clip I'm thinking of, he actually said, God put us all in this place to do what we're doing, which is a much different statement. Yeah. Right. But they run with it to demonize him as the stereotypical Christian nationalist. But speaking of Fannie Willis, just a quick update is that she actually qualified today to run again. So we have the disqualification hearings going on, but she qualified to be able to run again for the district attorney. And here she is. She is elated that she gets to run again. I'll let you hear her quick little interview here. I do want to point out that isn't it funny that her security guard, whoever this guy is opening the door, looks just like Nathan Wade?
Yeah, she loves it.
Excited?
Look at her. She's excited. She's hungry.
Yes. First, let me ask you about qualifying. Tell us what it means to you.
It means everything. I didn't think it would be as exciting, but it turns out the second time is still a charm.
I just want to pause it here. Just think in your mind about her demeanor on the stand versus the show she's putting on right here, and she does get asked questions about that hearing, and you can see her kind of try and keep it together here in a moment.
And I'm really excited. I've said it before, being the district attorney of Fulton County is the greatest honor of my entire life. I love this community. It's my home. It's where I raise my children. It's where I want to keep safe. I'm honored to serve. I'm honored for just the outpouring of support that I continue to get. And I am so excited to be here again today.
So this tells me that she's not getting disqualified. So my thought about the only way she's getting removed is if she had some meeting with the judge where she said, I need to maybe step down personally because the voters of Fulton County are going to demand it.
She was in charge of this meeting.
Absolutely. So, yes. And so that was the only option I thought that he had to maybe do it if it was with her permission. But this tells me that definitely no way.
I feel giddy.
She feels giddy. Like Nathan Wade stuck it in.
Particularly in the Georgia Senate by Republicans still reprimanding you, scrutinizing you.
Okay, so I'm going to take this back for a specific reason. The guy asking her a question is an AJC reporter who is there to ask her specifically designed questions. Now, the AJ, I got put in X timeout for a couple of days earlier this week because the AJC had, I can't remember how they framed the article, but they framed Nathan or Terrence Bradley's testimony and everything that came out, which was that he helped formulate the filing for the motion to disqualify, which is what the actual takeaway from that stuff was, if you care about reality. They had formulated it as the star witness for the Republicans blows up in their face. It's something just crazy like that. And so I retweeted it and I said, why don't you just suck Fannie Willis's dick already, AJC? And that got me put, which I've said much worse on X, but that got me put in timeout.
You actually tagged them though, didn't you?
Might have been what it was, but here's the thing. I had responded to a bunch of their posts with similar sentiment, similar suggesting a fellatio sentiment, and nothing happened. But maybe it was a fact. But I've also done that to Nikki Haley. I told her to stop sending me texts and trying to rape me. I mean, you know, I've said the kind of awful things that some people have said on X, but worse than this, I think it was an algorithm thing, is what I think. But still,
it's probably because Fani is trying to save democracy, and she's not
trying
on trial.
To destroy it.
You're trying to destroy it. She's not on trial. Yeah. You're just a Christo fascist,
right? Nationalist, Russian racist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, every Nazi, all of everything. It. I'm all of
you're
it.
You're a Nazi commie. You're a communist Nazi.
Yeah, communist. I tell the story sometimes about how I've been, when we were on WSB, I got called a communist and a Nazi in the same show once by a caller. Like, which one is it?
Yeah. No.
So, yes, let's hear the rest of what Fannie has to say. This is the guy who I'm pretty certain wrote that article that I'm talking about. He writes these puff pieces for her.
I feel giddy.
What's your perspective, particularly on the Georgia Senate, by Republicans to reprimand these, to scrutinize you?
I think it's all just a political quest. I think that people are angry because I'm going to do the right thing and I'm going to stand up for justice, no matter who is the person that may have.
By justice, she means Nathan Wade's penis.
Yeah,
is what she's
her voice is quivering. She's getting so mad.
Hey, look at, you know, this is like an activist behind her.
Yeah.
This lady.
I'm wrong in Fulton County. And so they can continue on with their games and I'll continue to do the work of the people.
If you're called before the committee, will you appear?
I will discuss that with my lawyer and me and my lawyer will make a decision.
Look at her tense up.
Whatever decision he advises is best, I'll make.
Did you watch the hearing this morning?
I did not get to see all of it. I had pieces that people were watching, but no, I didn't.
She had pieces that people were watching for her. Now, something that did come out in this hearing, which it was a hearing with the attorney that was asking Terrence Bradley the question. So it was one of Trump's co-defendant's attorneys who got all of that information from him. And it was a hearing in front of like a Senate investigative committee in Georgia that actually doesn't have any power to do anything right now. They can recommend legislation to tighten up the rules when it comes to disqualification, stuff like that. But it was mostly a hearing to just keep the subject of how corrupt she is in the news is what it seemed like to me. But we found out that the guy not only texted her, Terrence Bradley, that information, that they actually sat down together with other people and formulated the details of the filing together, and that there's many, many other witnesses. It will probably eventually come out, but they won't have an impact, I don't think. But that's the hearing they're referring to, that she had people watch. And another thing we found out is that she has this is taxpayer funded. I can't remember the name of the company, but she has a reputation management company that that monitors her and other people in the DA's office appearances. Okay. And they give them these rating scores about how well they did. And then they recommend language to use in their next appearances, which is an interesting thing for a politician to do.
Well,
have time to sit for 3.5 hours. I understand, then went and watch. I did not.
What's your message to any respectful challengers who run against you on the Republican or Democratic side?
I think this is a democracy to live in, right? So people have a right to run for office, but they should come prepared for a fight. They should know that my heart is filled in this work. My heart will continue to be in this work, and I intend to be the DA for the next 4 years and 9 months.
Judge McAfee can rule it.
The arrogance of this woman who has been shown to be so corrupt.
Well, she's gotten used to a certain lifestyle, so she's not giving that up. And that woman behind her, I don't know, man. I think that might be her most lethal bodyguard.
like an assassin. She'll take you.
Yeah,
like that's who you want.
That's who you want. The most like the most unsuspecting person in the room is your movie.
It's an old black lady with gray hair who looks to be about 4 feet tall.
Yeah, but exactly. But appearance is totally disarming. I would have my guard down around her.
You see the other guy next to her. You see that guy next to her looks like he's looking
he's at a
white
bear.
Yeah, he's looking at a white Christian nationalist on the other side of the room right now.
Yeah. The UPS driver who has been trying to drop this package off for a while.
And nobody will take it. Nobody will take it. This guy, they're worried it has anthrax or something.
Yeah. He's like, will somebody sign for this, please? And
she's gonna make him open it. He's gonna be dead.
But any moment where you feel isolated in your defense about this notion, would you just want from Huggies?
That's where I did tell him I don't want to comment because it's comedy, want an active case.
I'm sorry to stop this again, but I want to take it back. I want you to watch the guy behind her. Is he checking her ass out here?
Look, yeah, for weapons, for any threats.
Any threats? Look, yeah. You see that? He's looking at her ass.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard not to. There's a lot of it.
Listen, 9 months.
Judge McAfee can rule at any moment. Are you feeling confident and good?
Yeah, there he goes. He checked her out.
That's where I did tell him I don't want to comment because the comedy won an active case, and so I won't comment. But I think we presented them all, and I'm always hopeful that a judge will make a decision that is in line with the law.
That a judge who used to work for her, who donated to her campaign, who worked for Brian Kemp, who was on her side in all of this, who is going to lose his position absolutely if he does anything but protect her. So she knows, and that's why she's giddy, in my opinion. I think this guy behind her knows he looks like Nathan Wade, and I think it's been in his mind. I think that's why he's checking that backside out.
That's right.
Hersley, so.
Wow.
So what, are you as excited about her run
as
she is?
Yeah, I'm giddy.
I'm very I mean, she was so excited.
I'm giddy. She's giddy. I'm giddy.
Yeah, it's like everybody in that room sucked her D before she came out of there the way she said that. So another quick story on Fulton County, which is I've been covering this cyber hack that happened in Fulton County, which I referenced earlier. And as you can see on screen here with Fanny's photo, that the system outage is still there. Fulton County is experiencing an unexpected IT outage currently affecting multiple systems. And this has been going on for a month and a half now. And
instead of smiling, she's like, why don't you make me look like I'm like on Law and Order in my photo? Look at her photo.
She has, I think.
Why aren't you giving like most professional photos? You'd at least give a smile. Come on.
And you also, that streak in her hair.
Yeah.
This is something that was put there.
This is like, dun 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 dun, Fanny Willis. This is her TV show.
This is her attitude that she seems to like. This is her real attitude, actually, I think, coming out. Mm-hmm. And we know that she does the reputation management, as I just mentioned, where they hired that company to do that for
them. I need to hire them.
It's probably like a film set at the DA's office over there where they're doing her makeup. And they're trying to get the colors right to bring out her eyes and to look best on camera and to slim her Baconator-filled waist down as much as they possibly can.
And still not as good as the Trump mugshot.
No, which Trump also probably had a lot of people consulting with him on that. God, definitely.
They probably worked all night on
it. Yeah, man. They probably did a bunch of practice poses and took photos of it.
I'd love to see all of the discarded photos.
Dude, that's a good sketch right there. we need to get Josh, our Trump guy, to do all of the discarded Trump photos that they practiced the night before. That'd be great. Yeah. So I mentioned last week that this outage, but Lockbit, the cyber hacking ransomware group that has taken over Fulton County's government system, they had set an initial deadline to pay the ransom. Otherwise, they were going to release sensitive information, which they have since said that they have information that would exonerate Trump that is sealed. And they actually showed proof on their dark website, dark web website, that they have sealed documents from Fulton County. And that was initially disrupted because
these are Russian hackers, obviously.
Obviously, it's the same Trump. People who Trump and Putin are leading it. It's just Trump and Putin, probably, or Lockbit.
Yeah, Putin's probably hacking it. Everything.
Totally. Yeah. And Trump said, hack this, Pooty.
My fingers are tired. Typing all day.
I like that. I like that Putin impersonation. We've been looking for a Biden, but I think a Putin would be another addition to the show. But the FBI and an international group from the UK disrupted their website and took over it. But then a couple days later, that cyber lock or whatever it is, a group reconvened and they issued another warning to Fulton County saying that if you don't pay the ransom by March 2nd, which has passed, obviously, then they would release the data. But as March 2nd came and went, I have seen no reports on the data being released, but I'm also seeing that the website is still not back in their full control. So I'm just highlighting this to give you guys a heads up of something to come, because they say they haven't paid the ransom. There's something they're not telling us about whatever's going on.
They've paid part of it. They've done something.
Yeah, there's something going on. Maybe they did pay it and they don't want to act like they did, because these ransoms get paid all of the time. In fact, it was... How much got paid last year? In 2023, there was $1.1 billion worth of ransom paid to these cyber hacking ransom groups by businesses and governments around the world. This is a $1 trillion industry, the cyber hacking industry is. And on an interesting related story to that is this Change Healthware Group, which is one of the biggest health technology companies in the country. They have data on a third of Americans. They were hacked last week, not by that Lockbit group, but by a group called Black Cat. Lockbit, Black Cat. Interesting names, like improv. Black Cat.
Okay. Come out on stage. Hey, everybody, we're Black Cat.
Yeah.
We need a suggestion for a location about the size of a litter box.
Yes, this is what it makes me think of. Yeah. Improv, like that.
So why did I waste so many years doing that? I got so good at it. Why did
you're
I get
great
so-
at it? Ian's a great improviser. He's very funny. If he does a show again, we do a show together. We'll tell you guys, live show on stage. Then you guys can come if you want. But that group, this Black Cat group, they received $22 million to a crypto address that these experts say is theirs. And so the suggestion is that this healthcare group paid the ransom, even though they're not confirming or denying it, which I think confirms it, in my opinion. But that's not the interesting part to me. The interesting part to me is that back in December of 2023, this group, Black Cat, was infiltrated by the FBI and a foreign law enforcement partner, which I think is probably the same group from the UK. And this led to the seizure of their website and temporary breakup of that group, which apparently these groups get infiltrated, broken up by the FBI, then they immediately reconvene on another dark web website is what I'm learning, which makes me wonder, did the FBI just pull all of their guys out? They blew all of their covers in this, or did they leave a few behind? And are these cyber hacks and these ransoms getting paid? Is it just the FBI and other federal agencies holding?
It could be their paid, the informant people that they give immunity to.
Right. It's
I don't know.
Makes me think of like the digital January 6th infiltration.
Yeah.
Of all of the, I think that this is just another reason to build up infrastructure, cyber, just the way the military.
I love the cyber prefix. We could put cyber in front of anything. I love it.
It started with sex. I think that was cyber sex.
Right.
If your cyber sex gets hacked, then. Yeah. There's no telling what'll happen to your genitals if somebody gets a hold of that robot, right?
Yeah, they could access your bank account information.
They could turn the robot into, if you're a man, hetero, into, you could all of a sudden be having sex with a man. It could be like a shape-shifting. If I were a hacker and that technology were possible, I think the most effective way so a guy is banging his sex doll. You hack into the sex doll and you turn it into a man, and suddenly he's like,
that's falling in love with a shapeshifter would have its downsides if they were angry with you.
I would want to know its original form. I'd have to see it.
I don't know if they did. I would just, if I was a shapeshifter, I'd just say I don't have one. It's been so long. I don't even remember where.
Are you
started.
A puddle of goo? Like, show me a puddle of goo.
It's a lot of trauma, and I just shut down the conversation. With the word trauma. There's a lot of trauma.
Cyber improv on the prop report, says Data. What if it gets hacked? What if progressives hack it? Me and Ian are like, them.
Gosh.
So,
something that would not be likely to be hacked?
What would you? That got me thinking though. What would we name our cyber hacking group.
Our cyber hacking group?
Yeah, if we were cyber hackers. Because so here's a couple examples of names. We have Black Cat. We have Lockbit. We have Darkseid, which is a Superman villain. We have Revol. Yeah.
Like R-E, like reply evil.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
That's what it means, yeah.
Any ideas of what our group could be if we develop that skill?
Lockbit.
Data bandits.
Data bandits, yeah.
The Brotherhood of the Black Hats.
Yeah, I like data bandits.
The grid gods.
Grid gods. You know, the keyboard killers.
Keyboard killers. Yeah. No, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this alliteration thing.
You know, cyber hackers love alliteration too.
The mouse maniacs.
Cyber cum rags. That probably would be a different type of cyber hacking.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit. That's like the what we were talking about before the show, the goodwill type of you hack goodwill, you probably have some
sort
of
full load.
Yeah, and we were talking before the show about Goodwill. I know somebody who works there, and they were just like, Goodwill is just basically a disgusting store. Because my question to them was, do you guys wash the jizz rags? And they said, no, we don't wash anything. It's a disgusting store. So Goodwill, as much as people like it, is just profiting off of unwashed jizz rags.
It's just so trash.
But if you have an inclination to buy a woman's underwear or something off of OnlyFans for $50,000, just go to Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot cheaper there. This is a very disgusting transition I made. I apologize for that. All right. So we got a few more minutes. I think that is the... Oh, so what do you think about this idea of data privacy now, with all of this hacking going on? Is data privacy, is that just an illusion?
It's gone. Well, yeah, it's probably never been what they promised it would be. They just, you know.
Well, they encouraged everybody to get on these clouds, and they're pushing for the digital thing. And
I think it's just going to be something that we're going to deal with.
You
know, we're always going to trade something for the new convenience, and they're going to force us there. So we don't have a choice. They're going to force us there because they can keep better track of our money.
Exactly. And that, you know, that the whole crypto thing comes into question there with tracking these
track money, track crypto.
Yeah. It's, it moves so fast too, and people are presented. We have so much data now, and we rely on things online that it's.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, the information will be useless because most of us should go to the grocery store and the bank and, you know, like normal stuff. But, you know, if you're trying to get into espionage, this is going to be a challenge.
Right. Or
if you're just starting out as a spy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Then you better be crystal. You better be, you know, no porn sites or nothing. You don't go to Ashley Madison. Don't go to Adult Friend Finder. And, you know, because Adult Friend Finder, a libertarian candidate, and I'm not criticizing him for, he started a company where people met online that they realized that people were meeting to hook up. And then they leaned into that and he made millions and millions of dollars, but showing the power of capitalism. Lars, who I actually think I met Lars. He's a good guy. He hasn't been asked about this during the debates. I think that he should be asked about it because I think it's a relevant question to say a company you started was the victim of a cyber hack that was like four times as big as the Ashley Madison hack. And I believe it was a couple of hundred military officials. Email addresses were involved in that, which is going to leave them subjected to being compromised by people who understand how to read that information and do that. And I would like to know, because this is a relevant question for the future of war, is what you learned and how you would be able to apply that, you know, through the lens of libertarianism. I actually think that's something that would help Lars if he addressed that, because I don't know if you, Lars Mapstead, he made money off of a lot of these banner ads. And I think he used to own a penthouse or something like that. But he doesn't own these companies anymore, but he made lots of money off of them. These companies would have emerged anyway. But I think that setting aside the moral aspect of it, which is not something libertarians deal in, the functional aspect of it is you have this experience. The elephant in the room when you're talking is people are thinking about that you started Adult Friend Finder. So use that, you know, give whatever framing you want and tell us what you learned and why that makes you better. I think that would help him if he did that.
Sure. I mean, just as a, you know, to add to what you just said, you know, I think libertarianism only works if it's moral people exercising it.
It tends to be, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he seems like a moral guy to me. I'm not like, you know.
It just doesn't work. And I think let the market decide that, you know.
No, I could go into a lot about that. Right. I think he's missing an opportunity to not dive into that. So Nate G says that he used to work at Goodwill, and there's much worse that get donated there. I'm sure a lot of blood stains get donated there as well. ARM says, isn't that always a much celebrated movie line when a woman says, suck my dick to someone? Probably. And yeah, it's always, you know, shocking moment in the movie. At least that's the attempt. I can assure you Fannie Willis has told many, many people to suck her dick.
And oh, yeah.
Probably had something strapped on just for the force of power, if I had to guess.
Yeah, I'm sure she has. She's got that vibe. Totally.
Now, okay. So, I mean, that's pretty much what I wanted to cover today. I want to show you a trailer, and then if we have enough time, then we'll maybe do one of these other stories. There's a new movie coming out, Ian.
You know,
there's a new Joker movie coming out.
Really? Well, I'm please tell me it's gonna be good.
It's called The People's Joker.
Oh, this.
Have you heard of this one?
No, but it sounds great.
All right. Well, here's the trailer for The People's Joker.
Please tell me it's gonna be good.
Here we go. Let's see what you think.
Gotham City is nothing but neon biker gangs, leather freaks, and crossdressers. Is that what you want? Come home.
No, I won't, Mom. I'm gonna be a comedian. When I look back on my life, before going Jokeman to Harlequin, so to speak, I wasn't even sure I existed. It's like blurry, cracked mosaic of all these gender revelations.
You mean she's a he?
I'm trans.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry. I was fairly certain I was in love, and I was so afraid of that feeling going away.
Ah, but you should be afraid.
I just want my happy little boy back.
To pause,
hey, Joaquin Phoenix isn't in this at all.
No, he's not. But what it
okay,
says on
so the, that's what you set me up, you son of a bitch.
I tricked you. The on-screen graphic, the reason I stopped it, is it said on screen during that moment, from cis, does that say and?
From the cis and twisted mind of Vend Drew.
Right, and then cis
Verd
gets crossed
Drew.
Through.
Verd Drew.
Yeah, cis gets crossed through with a red X, and it says, from the sick and twisted mind. So let's let it go.
Hey, little boy back.
I just don't feel like a boy.
You're not. Boy, I've developed an experimental treatment.
You'll be mama's happy little boy.
Also comes in rainbow for
it's
pride.
A man.
It was foretold.
Did she say rainbow for fag? Did I talk over that? Let me put that again. I won't talk that time.
Comes in rainbow for pride.
It was foretold that someday a clown would rise.
Sounds pretentious.
It is.
Whatever you say, Mr. J.
Hunka hunka.
Now you must journey inside yourself.
I'm not a hero. Either.
So who are you?
I'm a woman of my word.
The People's Joker.
I thought clowns were supposed to be funny.
Tickets available now at thepeoplesjoker.com. Alternate dissonance. Let's see if there's a tag. It doesn't appear to be.
Yeah, I'm not watching that.
I'm excited about it personally.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that.
What was that? There was a couple graphics I want to see.
This is crazy.
A blasphemous Molotov cocktail
movie. Polygon.
Blasphemous, yeah. Polygon. Crypto thing. There's a crow. A fearless and moving act of cinematic anarchy. So is this a parody, or is it, I can't, wild or
red? You know what? You know what it is? Is these fucking weirdo progressives have destroyed Story, because Story is colonized the way we know. So they're, I'm telling you, man, like if you said to them, well, you know, Joseph Campbell, you know, did a lot of work and he, you know, really did a lot of research and he realized what innate human storytelling is, they'd go, no, they didn't. They colonized it and we're decolonizing storytelling. And this is our fucked up story. And this is what, this is right. what they make. They make a movie like this that nobody wants to fucking watch.
Nobody wants
it's
to watch
unwatchable.
It. And it's like this scene here. It's like the only thing they had was an iPhone 3 to film, and no, just a little bit of makeup here. I found this from Movie Maker, and I think this kind of tells with a parody or not, but it says Vera Drew's parody movie The People's Joker will soon begin screening in theaters across the country despite objections from Warner Brothers over copyright infringement. And the do-it-yourself biographical queer work of art reimagines the Joker's origin. The director, editor, and co-writer as a closeted trans woman who moves to Gotham City to become a stand-up comedian. So, and if you want to read the rest of that article, it's at moviemaker.com.
Yeah, but, I'll be right over.
You know what? Good work for independent movies right there. But I do wonder if they are getting benefit of the carbon tax from the Infrastructure Act like Kelsey is for his movie that he is in. And let's do one more quick one, Ian, and then we'll get out of here.
Okay.
I'll just go ahead and pick this one because I think this is what you would probably pick of the options I had.
All right.
And I haven't read it yet. This is from The Smoking Gun to close out the show.
Yeah, I would absolutely pick
it. Thought you might. Strip club patron battered with cash stack. Female worker clobbered man who had refused to give out tips. Interesting. A strip club patron was walloped in the face with a small stack of cash by a female worker who explained to arresting officers that this is a place where money is thrown everywhere. This is why I never take a bag of quarters to the strip club.
What? Why did someone call the cops on her? She probably took her wad of cash and slapped him in the face. Okay. Not cool. Not cool.
Maybe. Yeah.
But I wouldn't be like, excuse me, could you get your manager? Could you get the strip club manager over here right now?
Right. Well, yeah. I mean,
do you know what your employee just did to me? I need you to call the cops.
Her titties were out and she slapped him with cash.
I am pressing charges against this stripper for hitting me in the face with money.
Well, while naked. I mean, that seems like a lot of people's fantasies. Yeah, hit me with $100 bills with your boobs out.
I didn't ruin your night, everybody. She did.
It says that police were summoned late Tuesday night by Body Talk. To Body Talk, that's the name of the place. That could be like a natural healing, you know, type of place or a strip club, Body Talk, which is a topless club in Port Lucie, Florida, to investigate the alleged battery of the male customer. The victim, John Malkivi, told cops that he was talking to several employees of the establishment about his career. And acknowledging that the women were upset that he had not provided them any tips. So he's saying, look, my career is not going where I thought it would. I'm giving them as much money as I can. Then wham, smacked across the face is what I'm imagining here. The 24-year-old Malcolm, so he's a younger guy, apparently ignorant of strip joint etiquette, said that he did not see any signs stating that this was mandatory. So this is like Starbucks to me without the titties. They try and force you to tip. She's probably sticking one of those things going, I have a question for you.
It's
going
to ask you a question. that's where I pretend to be blind.
I paid in cash at Starbucks the other day, and the barista, I'm not making this up, scoffed at me. She was like super pissed.
Gross. This has COVID all over it.
Yeah. No, I spit on it. Yeah. Of course, I would never do that. Here's the thing, though. I am a good tipper because I used to work in the service industry. Yeah. And if anybody's cool, I give them way too much tip.
Yeah, I'm glad I got out before. I what they do now apparently is they hold on to all your money except for the cash tips. They hold on to it. You get your credit card tips in your paycheck.
Oh, so they split it up, maybe take a little bit. That's messed up.
I didn't pay any taxes.
That's why you want the cash, years. Man. I'm trying to, yeah. So
shoe boxes, baby.
It goes on to say that the employees were upset that the victim had not thrown money at them, which was a common practice at the establishment. Why did you hand me this money?
He didn't throw any money, not $1.
He wrote me a check.
Yeah.
A friend
he
of
threw his credit card.
Right, yeah. A friend of Malkavy told police that he was drunk and had been talking about having a lot of money and not wanting to provide it. Oh, so he was trying to act like he was wealthy. Apparently led to a 9 p.m. confrontation with Victoria Jones, who's 28. Seen above, Jones told the sheriff deputies that Malkavy was drunk and being rude and had not been following employees and had been following employees from table to table, verbally insulting them. Was he not with friends? I mean, is somebody not stopping this idiot?
So why did she get arrested? It sounds to me like she just was like, get the fuck out of here, man.
I'm with the stripper on this one.
I'm
I agree.
With her.
Yeah. Jones, cops say, said she picked up a small stack of money and threw it towards the victim, who was struck in the face with the legal tender. What a pussy to call the cops on this.
Fucking pussy.
I bet he's a Biden.
He's 24? Yeah, I bet you. Yeah, I bet he's a trans joker.
Right, which we had a comment a moment ago. Nate said, did Dylan Mulvaney write that trans joker, man? Yeah. She claimed the cash was tossed in a non-aggressive manner, adding that this is a place where money is thrown. Yeah, so how do you differentiate between what is an aggressive assaulting toss of cash versus what is a, you know, just tipping your server type thing? Court records do not indicate in what capacity Jones works at Body Talk. I think there's probably an idea. Or how many singles were involved in the alleged crime. McKelvey's friends told investigators that he observed Jones take money and slap the victim with it, which is really funny, I think. And the club surveillance camera recorded Jones and McKelvey exchange words before Jones hit the man with the cash and followed up with an open hand strike. So she smacked him across the face. Good.
They buried this. They buried this, but yeah, good for
her. Yeah, that buried the lead.
They really buried this.
Yes, they did. She was arrested for battery. It's a misdemeanor and released early yesterday, so probably in time to get to her shift. And she posted $500 bond, which she probably made in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
If I had to guess. So I'm still with her on that.
I'm still with her. Yep, the guy's a jerk.
Sounds like an asshole.
And where was the bouncer?
God knows what the bouncers are doing there, dude. I've never been to a strip club. I wouldn't know, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I would like to see AOC and Pelosi having a dance-off at one is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, Ian, thank you for joining me today. Thank
you,
guys.
It was an absolute pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you all for hanging out. Misdemeanor, as that could be your stripper name, as Dana says, Misdemeanor to the stage. Anyway, so, we'll talk to you guys next time and have a fantastic rest of your day.